AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The Trump administration is proposing sweeping new restrictions that would effectively ban gender-affirming care for minors. Sagar Magani has details.
It's the latest crackdown on transgender Americans. The new proposals include cutting off federal Medicaid and Medicare funding from hospitals providing such care to children and prohibiting federal Medicaid dollars from being used to fund procedures Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says rob kids of their futures.
This is not medicine. It is malpractice.
The approach contradicts the recommendations of most major U.S. medical organizations. The proposals are not final or legally binding, but will likely further intimidate healthcare providers from offering gender-affirming care to children. Many hospitals have already stopped. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Trump signed an executive order that could reclassify marijuana as a less dangerous drug.
From a Schedule I to a Schedule III controlled substance with legitimate medical uses, we have people begging for me to do this, people that are in great pain.
Some Republicans opposed the change, arguing marijuana remains dangerous. But Trump says
it doesn't legalize marijuana in any way, shape, or form, and in no way sanctions its use as a recreational drug.
Sources tell AP police are investigating a connection between the weekend mass shooting at Brown University and the killing of an MIT professor 2 days later. In North Carolina, retired NASCAR driver Greg Biffle, his wife and their two children are among 7 people killed in a plane crash at Statesville Regional Airport north of Charlotte. And Tennessee's governor's pardoned country music star Jelly Roll. The Nashville native for years has spoken about his criminal record and his path to finding redemption. This is AP News. Seth Sutel now with the AP Markets Report.
Stocks rose on Wall Street following an encouraging report on inflation that could keep the door open for more interest rate cuts next year. A strong profit report from Micron Technology helped shore up AI stocks, which had been falling recently. The S&P 500 rose 0.8% Thursday. That broke a 4-day losing streak. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 65 points. That's about 0.1%. Gains for tech stocks sent the NASDAQ Composite up 1.4%. Treasury yields eased in the bond market. The government reported that inflation wasn't as bad as expected last month. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note fell to 4.11%. Seth Sutel, New York.
That inflation news came from the Labor Department. Its consumer price index up 2.7% in November over a year ago. Jobless claims were down last week, and mortgage rates eased again. There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
Bag huge savings on your painting projects at Menards. From your kitchen and bath to doors and trim, and even your ceilings, Dutch Boy has the perfect choice for your painting projects. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is a tough paint and primer that provides great scrub resistance and durability. DuraFighter interior paint starts at $27.75 a gallon. Get an additional 15% savings on all Dutch Boy paints when you put it in the bag. See store for complete details.
Save big